Are you ready to take your podcast journey to the next level? Then you're going to want to check out On Air Fest 2025, the premier festival for sound and storytelling. On Air Fest 2025 is where multimedia creators gather to elevate their craft while celebrating their community. Taking place in Brooklyn, February 19th through the 21st, On Air Fest 2025 features 3 days and four nights of live podcasts, performances, and parties. And this year's lineup is bigger than ever, featuring tech queen Taylor Lorenz, SNL's James Austin Johnson, Death, Sex, and Money's Anna Sale, and over 200 creators and storytellers. And because Advertising Week is a media partner of On Air Fest 2025, and you're part of our crew, we invite you to use our code AW10 for 10% off your pass. Get your tickets now at on-air-fest.com, and be sure to use code AW10 to save. That's on-air-fest.com with code AW10. We'll see you there. You're listening to Agency Alchemy, a podcast from Advertising Week. Join us as we sit down with top agency executives to uncover the secrets behind their success and explore how they're navigating the ever-evolving advertising landscape. From discussions around innovative strategies and emerging trends to effective leadership conversations, each episode offers invaluable insights into what it takes to thrive in today's evolving marketing world. If you like this podcast, be sure to subscribe and leave us a review on your podcast platform of choice. And if you're looking for more content like this, check out our roster of podcasts available now on the Advertising Week Podcast Network at www.advertisingweek.com/podcasts. Thanks for listening. In this episode of Agency Alchemy, we sit down with Richard Robinson, Executive Director of Ingenuity Plus, to unpack the evolving landscape of brand agency relationships. With UK marketing budgets surpassing £40 billion and digital ad spend hitting new highs, agencies and brands must be pitch perfect to stay ahead. Richard shares his insights on why 2025 will be a transformative year for agencies, the growing workload for marketing directors, and how AI is reshaping the industry. Plus, we explore the resurgence of local hero brands and why creativity is more important than ever.
Richard Robinson, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So you're Executive Director of Ingenuity Plus. Tell me about your role there and tell me what Ingenuity Plus is all about.
Well, great question. I should start, I guess. I mean, Ingenuity Plus is a connector of brands with agencies. I mean, we set out every day to connect the marketing world as a proposition. And we recognize that brands need to meet agencies to gain the support and the confidence and the competence that they bring with that. So we operate in a field where we're briefed by brands to run pitches, deliver search and selection, deliver the relationships and partnerships, big and small, national, local, digital, traditional, above the line, below the line, to ensure that brands have got the creative and intellectual firepower to be able to deliver for their customers.
Let's get into some of the concerns of agencies and brands in 2025 and just towards the future. One of the things I want to talk about today is marketing budgets. Marketing budgets hit a record high at the end of last year. And this is a number that I can't even wrap my head around it, but clearing £40 billion and will continue to rise this year. What sort of impact has that had? And do you see it continuing to have on the industry?
Yeah, great place to start, really. I mean, globally, ad spend's now hit about $1 trillion. So, you know, we are talking like dizzying numbers. The 40 billion that you're quoting is just a UK figure. And I think for us in Europe, what's been fascinating is that when we look across the countries, Germany is the closest competitor that you have for budget in Europe to the UK. They hit about £20 billion for 2024. Nobody thought that the UK would go through the £40 billion mark in 2024. We're still waiting for the final data, but it's expected to get to about £40.2 billion. It's a huge rise. It's about anywhere between 8 and 10% on last year. And it means that brands, despite sometimes we hear sort of some doom and gloom, but it means that brands have got more money. There's more liquidity going through the system, greater cash flow to pay for the ideas and insights they're looking to put in the market. Now, the one thing is masks, which people always say, is that about 4 out of 5 of those pounds that are being spent, so let's say that's rough maths, it's about 30 billion of the 40 billion, is being spent in digital commerce, digital communication. So if you think traditionally we had a model which had less spend, lower spend, but it was going into traditional media, whether that be things like television, radio, press, the types of things you might find in store. The budgets are going up exponentially, and that's because a lot of the money is now washing straight through into digital communications, both the creation of the communications, but also the play out and the click through and the way that things like video on demand are being served and delivered to the customer. But it can't get, the budgets are outstripping normal regular growth. So we can't say, well, it's just a bit of inflation that's been put through each year. It is, I'd say, a comp for greater confidence from brands and businesses to invest in the discipline, which is going to ensure that more sales happen and more customers get influenced to go into their particular product.
40.2 billion pounds doesn't feel very doom and gloom to me at all. It feels the opposite.
I'd agree. And so, and I think for the role that I get to take, the occupation I have in my job is I get to speak to senior marketers every day of my life. They always walk in with, there's the three things I always know about them. They're always going to be senior enough to ask for help. You know, that dizzying position that you get to where it's okay to say you don't really know what's going on, because you've got to a level of experience and seniority where people respect you for saying, I need some help. Secondly, they will always have a problem. And thirdly, they normally need help with the articulation of the problem and certainly a solution that's going to come off the back of that. From the brands, I never sense that there is a sense of gloom. They feel their budgets are going up. They need to know what's the most effective way to spend this budget. I think sometimes for the agencies in 2024, there was a concern that there appeared to be less business or less opportunity to win new business in the market, which is something that I push back on, because it's certainly not a noise that you hear from the marketing directors and CMOs who are out there, who are, I would say, by and large, optimistic about what's to come. The optimism for 2025 is palpable from the meetings I've been having since the 2nd of January as the year's kicked off.
There's over 30,000 agencies trading in the UK right now, which seems like an almost impossibly large number.
Yeah.
That's a lot of competition. Is that sustainable? Is there really that much demand?
And it's funny, the 30,000, it's a great number to go for, because there's in simple terms, 17,000 creative agencies. There are about 7,500 digital agencies and about 5,500 media agencies. And the data comes from Companies House, which is obviously the place all those companies. Now, I'll be honest and go, probably at least 28,000 of those agencies are not going to get near brands that have got budgets, you know, even in certainly in five figures. You know, it's going to be their smaller agencies or studios, one-man bands, two-man bands, who are doing great work, but not necessarily they're going to get picked up to do the latest social campaign for a particular brand. Maybe an easy way of thinking about it is there were just over 2,000 brands last year that advertised on TV. So about 2,300 brands were advertising on TV. So you can kind of get a sense that of the 30,000 agencies, maybe 1,500 to 2,000 is the number. Certainly we track about 1,500 agencies nationally of all varying sizes and disciplines. I think what the interesting part of that is, it gets very confusing for marketing directors. It gets very confusing, but for marketers generally, and this is where somebody like me comes in as an intermediary to make sense of the market, to give them the bespoke expert guidance that they're going to need to be able to walk their way through what the right solution or the right partner is that they're going to work for. It's kind of bespoke in the sense that they end up, if they're looking for a social campaign, they end up with people who are experts in social media as opposed to experts in creativity. If they're looking for media, just rather than social media, that again, they end up in the right place. So there's a lot of choice in the market. There's a lot of new startups which are coming in. It's been interesting. 2024 felt quiet for startups. The noise for 2025 already is we've had two or three pretty exciting shops coming out, and there's going to be another 6 or 7, certainly from the ones that I know about, which are going to be launching in 2025. And it is tough and confusing for marketers to know which way to turn left or right. But I think that the number is going to oscillate around the sort of 28, 32, 33,000 number for a while. But of those, 1,500 is where we end up tracking on a national basis for the agencies that are delivering work of note to brands of note.
I'm glad you brought this up. Marketing directors in general are doing 40% more work year over year for little to no money, which also doesn't seem sustainable. But with all due respect to loving what you do for a living, where does that end? And I get that these people love their jobs, but at some point you have to take a look back and go, hey, that's a lot of extra work for what?
Yeah, there's a brilliant study. So Marketing Week, obviously a publication based in the UK, but they do a great salary and survey study every year. It's been going on for about 10 or 12 years. And so it's rich in data. And one of the questions they asked is about how, you know, jobs change. And last year, it was just this telling statement. It was actually for marketers of all levels that they had all claimed that they took on 40% more work year on year with no extra remuneration. Marketing directors were about 42%. And so the more senior you got, the more roles you're having to take on. And that was everything from job hires to corporate governance to getting involved in, I don't know, experience, areas that they wouldn't normally be involved in as a marketer. Now, clearly, people haven't been running away from the marketing industry. There's been no sort of great exodus. So part of this is just a realization that as the world has moved on post-COVID, hiring hasn't necessarily matched the ambitions of brands and budgets being spent internally with regards to new people coming in. I think there is a change that's happening in terms of what all of us are doing in our jobs. As you know, AI is getting more involved, and there's an expectation that you can carry more load. Part of it, though, is if I was an agency listening to this, I would be thinking about the fact that if I knew that my client had less hours in the day to be doing marketing and the specifics around the marketing fundamentals and strategy, that to me sounds like an opportunity to be a true partner, to think about how I can show that I've got shared ambition, how I can show I've got partnership that goes beyond the thing I'm being asked to do and goes into areas where actually I can carry the load for the marketer, whether they be junior or senior. And certainly that's an area that I end up doing, which is, you know, marketers coming in, they don't have the time to think about which agency might be right for them. They don't have the time to think about their ways of working because they're working on other more strategically important roles for their business. And so therefore they need subject matter experts to step in and help them along the way.
That was going to be one of my next questions is, have these people not heard of AI? I mean, if AI is supposed to be assisting everyone, you're supposed to be working less, not 40% more. I mean, definitely not 40% less. I know that I might be working 2 to 3% less, maybe 5% on a really, really good week, but definitely not 40% less. Certainly not 40% more, though.
Yeah, I think for me, the exciting thing about AI in commercial creativity is we are only still scratching the surface of potential, as in everybody believes it's going to help. It is already making great waves. It is saving. There is an overall reduction of the time and touches it takes to do anything. And that's got to be a good thing. So I've seen no concern or shortage of enthusiasm for people talking about AI. I think the simplicity of being able to plug and play AI into marketing at the moment isn't necessarily there for all brands. It is for the ones, the large ones who've been investing. There's still a lot of exploration, experimentation, which is going on at the moment. Do I think, though, we're going to get to a stage where, certainly in the next 5 years, where marketers are able to delegate an enormous amount of their tasks to AI? Yes, I do. Let's think about the stuff that everybody normally gets quite bored about, which is really thinking about timing plans, thinking about meeting schedules, thinking about corporate governance, thinking about the budget approvals, thinking about the way that they're going to work internally with some of their internal departments. It's like AI can step in and solve all of these problems for them once the programs and the prompts have been written.
Let's start looking ahead a little bit. And let's start with just 2025. Do you think 2025 will see something of a market reset? And if so, what do you think that reset might look like?
I've kind of been calling 2025 the year where brands, customers, and agencies need to be pitch perfect. Now, what I mean by that is that the customer operates in real time. The actual end user of anything that we're trying to do is operating in real time. They have no concept that things might be planned weeks, months, you know, maybe years in advance before they play out. And the brand, when they actually come to the ultimate first moment of truth, when they're going to get in front of a brand, it's just being played out in the blink of an eye. And so the need to get things right first time, every time, has never been greater. When we talk to marketing directors in a large piece of research that we ran in Q4 last year, one of the questions that we asked them was about their marketing. And, you know, we were thinking about We wanted to better understand what their propensity for pitching, and when I say the word pitching, I mean, you know, searching for a new partner. It might be a new partner, it might be an augmentation to their roster, it might be that nobody loses work, but new work has been created, let's say in the AI we were just talking about. So you're bringing in one new partner. What we found, the number really startled me when it came out, because we surveyed 502 marketing directors, these senior people who are all in charge of their budgets. They all had to have advertised on TV within the last 24 months. Not because I was obsessed with TV, but it just signifies a certain level of rigor, discipline, budget scale. 69% of them, 69% said they would definitely be pitching some or all of their marketing within the next 12 months. And a further 28% went on to say they would potentially be pitching some or all of their marketing. So that's 98% of the sample size saying that they will be changing in some way the marketing that they're putting out there, the partners that they're working with. So when I think about sort of a reset for next year, it strikes me that the people who are making the decisions, the budget holders, the economic buyers of commercial creativity in whatever form that comes in, they are really sharpening their thoughts with regards to having the best partners around them. And at 69%, that's definitely, you can't get away from that word, definitely. There was a parallel stat that came out. We're asking the same cohort how confident they were with their current agency partners, and only 18% of them, 18% of them, said that they were very confident with their partners. There were then varying shades of not quite as confident, sort of confident on a Tuesday. But it meant that anything that they said outside of this, that was 82% were saying that they're not very confident with their partners. So I think these two things have to be rather connected, which is only 18% are communicating full confidence in their agency partners, and 69% of them are talking about pitching some or all of their marketing in the next 12 months. So that means that 2025, I do think, is going to be a year where you have to be pitch perfect. I do think it's going to be a year where there's going to be a lot of activity in the market of brands hiring agencies. Now, I kind of do say this sometimes, and agencies look quite terrified because they're worried about what they've got, you know, what I call their old business. Because we all talk about new business, why is that? Because it's shiny, it's exciting. People like talking about it. People like writing about it. But every single piece of old business that you have in your agency is somebody else's new business. They will crave what you've already got. They will love it. They will like invest time and energy in it. So I think a lot of the time when we're talking about, you know, if you know that brands, 69% of marketing directors are definitely going to pitch some or all of their marketing, the first place I'd be looking for that new business is inside my own company. And I would be sitting in the agency going, okay, let's look at our old business. Let's understand what we've got, and are we doing the best that we could be doing? Where could we actually grow the business that we've already got, rather than thinking about new, which is happening? So you're safeguarding what we've got, because there will be another agency looking at what you've got, no matter how dull, boring, not very exciting or small it might be. And they would love to be working on it. Why is that? Because there are 30,000 agencies in the UK. That's a lot of mouths to feed when it goes fully circular.
And 40% of marketing directors are already overworked. I'm sure they, let's just push it up to 80% and, you know, give them something interesting to do. I'm sure they'd love to have that work.
For the last question, let's stay on the theme of looking ahead. Assuming 2025 presents itself as a decent market reset, where do you see the industry going? What lies ahead? Take a look 5 years down the road. And there's no points if you get it right. There's no penalty if you get it wrong, but just prediction time.
I think what we're going to see is brands are going to have to be a lot bolder with their creativity. So therefore, it is so easy to make creative in whatever format it's coming from and put it out there. It's never been cheaper. It's never been faster. It's never been easier. The entire, you know, influencer industry, for example, everything that we're seeing on TikTok and Insta and Reels and you name it, what we're doing at the moment. I mean, it's so simple to make content and put it out there. Therefore, there are more things to cut through every single day. So therefore, the brands who really understand who they are, so really got back to their core purpose, their reason to exist, their reason to be, actually understand what the point of them existing is, and then having the transformational capability to boldly communicate that, to cut through so that the customer that they're looking for, as long as they understand who the customer is, can really hear like a semaphore ping from them going, okay, this is my brand. I understand who this brand is. They speak to me in a very particular way. And it means that I think agencies are going to get more encouragement, permission, liberty to be even more creative than they are at the moment. Because as we as human beings keep on advancing, and as we as human beings keep on consuming more and more creative, the necessity to actually cut through, not in a way that's shocking. Well, actually, there was a period of time in sort of like the period of time in between World War I and World War II where you had, you know, incredible artists that were thinking about futurism, constructivism, for example. And it was called the shock of the new. And it was because these particular art forms are coming out that were shocking and different. And no one had really thought about that. I kind of feel that there's almost like a shock of the new moment, which is coming through. People just finding really radically new ways to communicate bolder and braver ideas. What does that mean if I'm a marketing director? It means I've got to be braver. I've got to be comfortable being uncomfortable. I've got to look at creativity that I might have felt very uncomfortable about signing off 2 years ago. But if it is on my core purpose, if it plays to my distinctive brand assets, if it is something that I know my target is going to respond well to, I should be signing that work off just because it doesn't look like it did 2 years ago. So I think creativity is going to go through a real renaissance from a commercial creativity over the next 4 or 5 years. I also, obviously, clearly AI, no conversation about the future could be possible with AI, without AI, is going to be much more invested in insight. So we obviously all talk about synthetic AI, as in clusters, cohorts of customer panels being created that will think and act and do in the same way that real human beings are. So you can mine insights much faster than you'd ever would before. So I think AI is going to help us significantly more with insight. It's going to help us significantly more with, you know, getting off to a fast start. It's also going to help significantly more with a lot of the more mundane creativity, the smaller things that we don't necessarily think about the whole time. And lastly, I think that brands, we're going to see a lot of the very big, and I think we're going to see a lot of local heroes popping up, which is, as people move into the world where, you know, we all like McDonald's, we like Procter & Gamble, we like Unilever. These are all in our DNA. Everybody uses their products on a daily, weekly basis. I think we're going to see a real resurgence of local hero brands, which are smaller, interesting, more personally relevant brands coming out of the block. So I'm all enthusiastic about the scale-up brands which are going to be coming through in the next 5 years. And I think there will be many. And I think a lot of them are going to be focused on physical experience rather than digital experience. As we all push more and more into digital, there is a whole strong cohort of people who need physical experiences with brands that are coming through. And I think that the local hero brands will understand this better than the large blockbuster brands. Why is that? It's just because of the fact that their economy of scale means that they can stay small and therefore more physical.
All makes sense. Well, if someone wanted to find out more about you or Ingenuity Plus, where would they go?
You can email me direct, which I say to everybody. I think I am probably one of the last people that carries business cards around the whole time. So you can just email me, richard.robinson, and that's at ingenuitylondon.com. Or you just go online and just go to ingenuitylondon.com, all one word, and you can find out everything you know. And as soon as you land on the Ingenuity London site, you can then just toggle straight through to Ingenuity Plus.
Excellent. Well, thanks so much for being on the show today. This was a lot of great information, and I appreciate you taking the time.
And thank you. Absolute pleasure.
Thank you for listening to Agency Alchemy, a podcast from Advertising Week. If you like this podcast, be sure to subscribe and leave us a review on your podcast platform of choice. And if you're looking for more content like this, check out our roster of podcasts available now on the Advertising Week Podcast Network. You'll find it at www.advertisingweek.com/podcasts.